The sailor eyed Jem with sudden curiosity.
You interested in sailing ships?
I haven't seen many, but I like their looks much better than paddle-wheelers.
The sailor gave Jem's shoulder a friendly slap.
It's a sin to compare the graceful lines of a clipper like the Surprise to those squat, clunky steamers.
Jem took a step back. He was warming up to the sailor, but his experience with Gold Town's miners warned him to be careful. On the other hand, this fellow had actually shown interest in Jem and his questions. A dozen more swirled around in his head.
Say, mister.
Name's Hansen. Second mate on the Surprise. What's your name?
He reached out a hand.
Jem Coulter.
He shook the sailor's hand.
Say, Mr. Hansen, what kind of cargo is the Surprise shipping to China?
Well, now.
Hansen rubbed his whiskered chin and gave Jem a thoughtful look.
That's a question that takes more than telling. I got some time before we sail. Come aboard and I'll show you around. Captain won't mind. You can peek into the cargo hold and see for yourself.
Jem stared at the Surprise. Go aboard? His thoughts spun faster than a top. Hadn't he quietly hoped for such an invitation all afternoon?
Don't be hasty.
A warning chill skittered up his neck.
Use your head and keep up your guard.
Just as Pa's words slid into Jem's mind, the setting sun cast an orange glow over the dock. He gasped. How had the afternoon passed so quickly? The hotel was probably 20 blocks from here and uphill all the way. Even if he ran, he would not make it back before supper time. He sagged. Jem was letting Pa down, and after the talk they'd had, too.
What's wrong? Don't you want to see the ship?
Oh, I do, but I've got to go.
He dug in his pockets for horse car fare, but came up empty. Yep, it would be a long walk. Pa and Aunt Rose would have his hide for being late.
Trouble, boy?
The second mate asked. Jem shrugged.
Nothing much. It's a long way uphill, and I don't have money to ride a horse car.
He turned to go.
I'd better hightail it back before I'm skinned alive.
Hansen laid a calloused hand on Jem's shoulder.
I can't leave a boy to wander the streets of Frisco after dark. It ain't safe. I suppose I can part with a nickel.
He chuckled.
My good deed for the day. Let me check my sea bag.
Without waiting for Jem to agree, the sailor bent over his canvas bag. Curious, Jem pressed close to watch. Hansen pulled apart the rope ties from around the bag's neck. He reached inside, pulled out a jar, and unscrewed it. Inside rested a white cloth.
What's that?
It didn't look like a nickel to Jem.
What was this fellow up to? Was his money wrapped inside the cloth?
Take a look,
the sailor said quietly. Quick as a gunshot, he wrapped a thick, hairy arm around Jem's neck. His other hand slapped the cloth over Jem's mouth and nose. Jem kicked and squirmed, but the sailor was too strong. A sweet, sharp odor overpowered Jem, and his mind turned to mush.
Pa!
He tried to yell, but the damp rag muffled his words. His breath came in short, frantic gasps. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't break free.
Oh, God, help me. What's happening? Can no one see what is happening to me?
Try as he might, Jem could not fight the overwhelming dizziness and the sickly smell. With a final plea for God's protection, he collapsed into darkness.